Metta is the practice of loving kindness. It is not a quality that is alien to all of us. All of us have experienced metta. We have received metta before. Metta is loving kindness. Normally, we will receive metta or give metta to those very close to us, and not people who are indifferent to us or to other beings. In this practice of meditation, we try to develop, to train ourselves to send thoughts of loving kindness to all living beings without discrimination. And so the mind becomes friendly to all living beings, to our environment as well, to everything that lives. And in order to help us center our minds, we will say four wishes. We will say these four wishes first to ourselves, and then extend these wishes to other living beings. First to ourselves, we say, may my heart be peaceful and free. May my mind be happy. May my body be healthy. May I be well and happy. Four wishes. Not difficult, the meaning. In order to help us to center the mind, especially because all of us comes from such busy life, it is good to do something active. Because if we do not use a very active object, the mind falls asleep so quickly. Or the mind starts running all over the place. So in order to make the mind work a little bit more, when we say, may my heart be peaceful and free, put your mind around your heart region. As you put your mind around the heart region, you might even like to think glowing, maybe a white light if you like. Not important to visualize, but just put your mind around your heart region and you say, may my heart be peaceful and free. You know what's the sense of being free and being peaceful. You can say that once, or you can say that a couple of times, but all the time just keeping your mind on the wish. And then moving up to the crown of your head, you say, may my mind be happy. May my mind be happy. You might like to think of a white light glowing around your crown, that's okay. But think of your mind being happy, free from anger, jealousy, negative thoughts of mind, sense of happiness in your mind. And then being aware of your entire body, starting from the top of your head and moving slowly downwards, covering your entire body, you say, may my body be healthy. And just think that you have come back from a light exercise, and you're just glowing with good health, and you feel happy, relaxed. And as you say, may my body be healthy, just have this mental image of good health. And then bringing your mind to the solar plexus, you say, may I be well and happy, which captures all the wishes. To be well, that is physically well, and to be happy. Emotionally, mentally, you become happy. So these four wishes you say, and you go in a circuit. And it's very easy to know when your mind has strayed. Because when you do not know what was the last wish, what wish am I saying? Then you know that the mind has wandered. And you start back again, may my heart be peaceful and free. Always start back from number one again. And by moving your mind from your heart to the crown of your head, your body, and back to the solar plexus, you're making your mind active. So if the mind has strayed, it is so easy to know it has strayed. So that is the first sets of wishes that we send. And after doing that for a few minutes, then we send our wishes to other living beings, first starting from those closest to us, like our parents, our teachers, our family members, our friends, our colleagues, our supporters. And then sending our thoughts of loving kindness in different directions to all beings. Okay, so that's how we are going to do our metta meditation, but there'll be a couple of things that we will do in order to lead the mind into the state of peacefulness and being centered. Okay, how do you sit in meditation? Basically, you can sit in a half lotus position, that is with your legs crossed and the right leg over your left. This is a good way to anchor yourself on the ground, because when you sit this way, your spinal cord is more or less straight, which is an excellent position for meditation. Balance your head very nicely on your neck, with your ears just above your shoulders, so the head neither pushing too far forward or too far back. although your eyes are closed, it is as if that you're looking at a spot about 3 feet in front of you. So the head is angled slightly downwards. Your tongue, tip of your tongue, touching the roof of your mouth. And your hands, if you like, you could put on your knees or your thighs with the palms open outwards. Or if you want, you can put your palms together with the fingers touching. So that's the basic position.